You know, that budget for the heavy lift rocket being reduced by about $1 billion, about a 50% reduction from its current level. I wonder, what do you think is that going to mean for the folks down at the Kennedy Space Center, seeing that program basically cut so dramatically?
Well, again, I really don't think it's a fair characterization to say a program has been cut by 50% when there's zero money appropriated for that program yet. We are putting forward a robust budget for the Space Launch System and the Multipurpose Crew Vehicle of nearly $3 billion. There are going to be wonderful opportunities for people at Kennedy Space Center to work on those vehicles and across the country. And we really feel quite strongly that those are very, very critical programs to the nation's future, and that the folks who are working at Kennedy, who have worked on the space shuttle, are going to have a lot to contribute to NASA's future, not just with those vehicles, but in all aspects of our program.
Of course, acknowledging that the budget numbers are in a yo-yo right now, that the final product has yet to be worked out, but there's a lot of people anxious down at the Kennedy Space Center. You know, should they be concerned about seeing these numbers as they go through the process, that, you know, the heavy lift program could be not as significant as maybe they would hope down at the Kennedy Space Center?
Well, it is absolutely understandable that people are anxious at Kennedy Space Center because of the retirement of the space shuttle program. I do not believe that the heavy lift program is something that they need to be anxious about, A, because we are really focused on making it happen. That program, of course, is really focused and built and jobs and not at Kennedy until closer to launch. So the issue of the space shuttle retiring is something that we have known about since 2006. It is something we're planned for. We're working with employees to transition them. And it isn't really, I don't think, the anxiousness needs to come from the future programs, because those are really certainly years away. We feel a very critical part of the benefit for Florida in this plan and for NASA's more immediate future is the investment in the commercial activity that's going to be focused on Kennedy Space Center. We are looking to make Kennedy Space Center, again, that launch capital of the world, where we have a vibrant economy, where we are launching crew and cargo to space station using our private sector partners, and where we are again launching commercial satellites, where we can have more scientific missions launched because we've opened new markets and reduced the price. We haven't launched domestic commercial satellites from this country in nearly 10 years in any way like we did until the mid-1990s. We are looking to invest in technology so that we can do that again, and that is where future jobs at Kennedy Space Center are focused.
Let me ask you about that idea of creating a spaceport at the Kennedy Space Center for the 21st century. That $500 million spending plan approved by Congress last year, the money not yet appropriated, but that plan is being scaled back to $130 million for 2012 under the Obama administration's vision. I wonder, Lori Garver, how does that match up with the president's plans for spending $850 million to help private companies build rockets to go the International Space Station? You aren't creating the spaceport as quickly, so I wonder, isn't that like building a fancy plane to fly but not having the airport ready for it to use?
We continue to believe that modernization at Kennedy Space Center is key to this future, and NASA will continue to invest in it. One of the reasons the balance of the budget has shifted is because the space shuttle is, in fact, flying an additional year than planned when those plans were developed previously. So you can't even begin to transition, for instance, launch facilities and so forth until you no longer have space shuttle missions.
Does it matter, though? How important is it, though, that you're putting more money into developing commercial spaceflight capabilities, yet you are not putting as much money as planned into developing the spaceport at Kennedy Space Center? Don't you have a chicken without the egg or egg without the chicken? Don't you need those two kind of working in lockstep?
Well, the 21st Century Launch funding was not just for the commercial capability. It is also as you bring on the heavy lift capacity that we've been talking about. So we obviously have a commercial company in SpaceX already launching from the Cape before we've even introduced what the Obama introduced a year ago as the 21st Century Launch Capability Program at Kennedy. So, no, we believe the commercial companies are well on their way to be able to utilizing the facilities in Florida for their launches. We would like to invest in those modernization efforts that will allow that to be more efficient as we lead to developing the next deep space heavy lift launch vehicles from Kennedy.